Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSign.com at the close. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. Right now, all eyes are beginning to turn to inflation. Well, as we bring today's market to a close, all eyes are indeed beginning to turn to inflation, as we will get three of the world's largest economies reporting their inflation rate over the next 18 hours. Most interestingly, for those of us who follow this reading carefully, all three indicators are expected to show a slowing in the rate of inflation. First will come China in about 6 hours, and China is expected to show zero inflation for the month of October, and an overall inflation rate at the consumer level of just 0.7% for the year. 5 hours after that, Germany is expected to show their inflation rate for the year at 4.1%, and tomorrow morning, the U.S. comes in with our inflation rate expected to be at 5.4%, down 4 ticks from the month before. Let's get together tomorrow morning, and we'll see how they all did. As for today's stock market, stocks declined fractionally, as would be expected after so many all-time high records. The interesting thing here is not that stocks go down, but that they seemingly continue to go up and up and up. Looking at the rest of the financials, precious metals were mixed, as were cryptos, oil, and bonds higher on the close. Stay tuned now for today's market comment: the three ways that the Biden energy policy is leading to higher prices. Well, for those of us who live in the nation's snow belt, now is the time that winter approaches. Now, the calendar may say we have another month or so before winter begins, but here in the Pennsylvania hills, we've already had our first hard freeze, and the growing season is now officially over. As for me, I'm still getting my firewood together for the old wood stove, and I'm feeling like I'm doing it a little late. From the Pacific Northwest through the upper Midwest and back here into the Northeast, we're all looking at our potential energy costs and saying, what happened? We know that the energy to heat our homes is going to be substantially higher than last year. For one, the Energy Information Agency has already told us that. In their Winter Fuels Outlook, reported last month, they predicted that it will cost us about 30% more this year for heat. That's a real hit to the old pocketbook and will cost the average consumer several $100s, I would imagine. And as dire as that may sound, I think it understates our problem. The report seems to make a simple extrapolation that a 30% reduction in heating oil, for instance, will mean a 30% increase in price. Not so. As any economist will tell you, a 30% reduction in supply, at the margin, is likely to mean a much, much greater increase in price as people run out of heat later in the winter. They'll pay just about anything to stay warm. Now look for record prices for heating oil later this winter. So how did we get from near energy independence under Trump to now critically reduced stockpiles under Biden? I give you three policy moves that the new president has made which have sealed our fate. Move number one, on his very first day as president, before the paint was even dry in the Oval Office, Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline and set the tone for this anti-fossil fuel administration. The University of Toronto estimates that the Keystone Pipeline, if completed, would have transported 830,000 barrels per day. Barrels that could have been used this winter for heat. In move number two, Biden this summer suspended all oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge 1002 area, a massive oil preserve located up in Alaska. The potential here was several times that of the Keystone Pipeline. But today, it remains in limbo, likely never to be developed, at least never under this current leadership. Finally, in move number three, reports are that President Biden will cancel the Enbridge Line No. 5 oil pipeline, which travels through Minnesota to the U.S. Although not as large as Keystone, Enbridge Line 5 transports about 500,000 barrels of crude oil, plus natural gas and propane, providing more than half of Michigan's heating needs. Now, in a recent interview, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm acknowledged that President Biden is indeed considering shutting down Enbridge Line No. 5. While she was rather disingenuous in claiming that she didn't really know of any way to increase this winter's heating oil supplies. Now, beginning with last year's presidential debate and continuing through last week, President Biden has often used the phrase long dark winter, a rather ominous reference. Most of us had assumed that he was referring to the effects of the pandemic, but perhaps he was looking at this year's growing energy crisis. And that's thevaluesign.com for Tuesday, November 9. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit valuesign.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.